We're continuing now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalid, Perek Chaf Dalid. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner continues to describe to us the severity of a person who has the ability to learn Torah and fails to do so. V'kol kach hifligu rabosenu zichronim levracha b'chomer onsho shal ha'odlam she'efshar lo lasok b'torah v'eino osek. Chazal speak at length in a very descriptive way of a person who has the ability to learn Torah and fails to do so. Oshanu uperish chas v'shalom, or one who did study and then chose to abandon a life of Torah. Atchekrasu b'ruach kotcham mi'olam haba l'gamri, rachmana l'tzlan. For Chazal say about such a person, the severity of his rejection of Torah is so intense that in fact he's cut off entirely from olam haba. K'mo shekasav v'perek chelek tzadi tesam an aleph, ki devar Hashem baza, the word of Hashem has been scorned or disregarded. Rabbi Nassan Omer kol she'eino mashkiach ala mishnah. This refers to anyone who is not mashkiach ala mishnah, anyone who is not attentive to mishnah. Rabbi Nohorai Omer kol she'efshar lo lasok b'torah ve'eino osek. Rabbi Nohorai says this refers to anyone who has the ability to study Torah in any way and fails to do so. V'seifa d'hai kran. What's the end of that pasuk of kidvar Hashem baza? The end of that pasuk is he kares ti kares hanefesh ahi. He will be cut off in this world, and he will be further cut off, utterly cut off, the olam haba. What the Chazal are revealing to us is the severity of the kares in this context. What does that mean? It's not exactly the same as the way we typically understand kares for a particular avera. Because God forbid, even if a person is found guilty and is the recipient of the punishment of kares, he does not lose his entire portion in the world to come. In other words, his cutting off is not an entire cutting off from olam haba. Rather, that particular small spark of the soul that's connected to that particular aveira, sha'asa bo asa avon, who hanichras mikishur v'diba kachevel hanimrats, that part of his soul will be severed from that point of connection in the world to come. Shayim mikushur v'davak arata ad shorash nishmaso b'kutcher b'richu, because that part of his soul was previously connected and now it's no longer connected. However, when a person, God forbid, scorns Torah, amnam kan amar hi kares ti kares haynu shekol chelik b'chinas nafsho. This double lashon of you will be cut off, you shall be utterly cut off, comes to teach us that not only is that particular part of his soul damaged and cut off, again, whatever this even means, but certainly it's not a very good thing at all, but all the more so a person who, God forbid, rejects Torah, a person who has the opportunity to study, says Rabbi Nohorai, and fails to do so, about such a person, he kares ti kares legamri, that his entire soul will lose its chelek in olam haba. Very terrifying, Maimar Chazal. V'chein pasak haRambam zichrona levracha l'halacha. The Rambam brings this as well in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the third parak, and the Beis Yosef of Yosef Cairo in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Vav as well brings it lehalacha. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says this is not merely a way to encourage us to learn more seriously, but this is in fact a matter of Jewish law, very, very serious. V'chein haRabbeinu Yona zichrona levracha b'shar tshuva. Rabbeinu Yona, in his magnum opus, the Shari Tshuva, he writes, "Mana eser madregos b'chomer anche ha'avonos." He lists 10 levels of severity of sin when it comes to various averos, and the madrega achrona mona osam hakat sha'amu rabosena zechonam levracha aleihem she'ein lem chela kolam haba. And in that final category, he lists those people who've lost their olam haba and denied a share of olam haba entirely. And who does he put on that list? He includes on that list someone who has the ability to study Torah and fails to do so. He's in that most severe category of those who lose their portion in Olam Haba. In the Shar Ches Chelek Beis, mana oso gamkin bechlal osam she'en lem chelek l'Olam Haba. Uvechad machta machtinu sham shedino shavim osan she'amru zichronam levracha aleihem beperak kama de Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim Vital as well puts those who have the ability to study Torah and fail to do so in this category. And not only that, he lumps them together with those who, about the Gemara says, that Gehenna will be destroyed, will be finished off before these individuals are finished off. In other words, there's really nothing, there's no punishment that's enough for such individuals, for such a callous rejection of Torah. They had the ability to study and failed to do so. The Kosef HaRambam Zichrono Levracha V'Abeis Yosef Zichrono Levracha Shemi Shekara V'Shana U'Peresh Lahav Le'olam, a person who previously studied and then abandoned Torah study, V'Heiniach Tamuda Uznacho, he rejected his Torah and gave it up for the frivolities and the silliness of the world, Gam Kein Dino Echad Amisha Efshal Olasuk B'Torah V'Heino Osik. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam Paskin, that a person who previously learned and then abandoned Torah Lagamri, because he chose a different path of the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, we wouldn't say about such a person, well, he previously learned Torah, so he's not someone who was never Osek B'Torah. Rather, we put that person in the category of those who had the ability to learn and didn't learn. And therefore, he will be punished with this great punishment as well. V'chein Badin, and certainly this makes sense to us, as Rav Chaim V'lajner, as painful as it is, it's the punishment fits the crime. Why? Ma'asav asher lo tovim heima yirachaku v'chataso manu hatov meyito acher shahaya efshar lo v'sipek v'yadol asuk b'torah. Certainly, again, he chose to distance himself from good, and he chose to sin in such a way that denies goodness for himself and for those around him. And because of that, since he had the ability to choose Torah, and he chose a bad portion for himself, uvizdon lev ushat nefesh, and with great, again, callousness and disregard, bachar v'lakach mekach ra la'atzmo, he took a bad deal for himself, so to speak. V'lacherim v'olamos kulam, and in doing so, it's for himself and for others, and for all of the higher worlds as well. Umos b'chai olam shel Torah kedosha, and he rejected the source of life itself, the Holy Torah, chiyusa unihiru t'chol amin, the energy, the life force, and the light of all worlds. Ashal yada hayim mizdavei kiviyachol b'kutcher b'ichol yisbach shemo, hamachayas kulam. It's the way by which a person connects himself to the Creator of the world, who gives life to all the worlds through the Torah. V'shalach yado laharos paltin shamelach, and he chose to what? To tear down the king's palace with his own choices. V'himit v'hechshech v'kiba shifas oirim shalolamos, and he extinguished and darkened and limited and constricted the light of the world, the flow of energy down to this world. V'gam shal nafsho, and does so to himself as well. Forget everyone else, but the fact that it's self-destructive. So says Rav Chaim V'lajner, maybe the four most difficult words to read in the whole Sefer. Lama lo chayim amitim. So then why does he deserve eternal life? A person who could do such damage. And again, Rav Chaim V'lajner takes this very literally and very seriously. A person who is so responsible for destroying himself and destroying those around him and destroying higher realms. So why should a person, as much as we like to imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on him, but why should a person who's rejected everything that Hashem offered him and everyone around him was dependent upon him, right? The severity of a person who rejects a life of Torah, why should he get Chaim Amitim? Why should he get Olam Haba? Rachmana Litzlan, very hard words to read. Because after all, he chose not to see the light of eternal life. He chose to cut himself off. He didn't want to bask in the brilliant illumination of Hashem. So therefore, of course he doesn't deserve whatever is in store for those who live a life of Torah and mitzvos. He chose not to be connected to the source of life. And one bad led to the next. He went from bad to worse, so to speak. And woe to the shame and embarrassment that such a person will feel, and Rav Chaim V'lajner says deserves to feel for the choices that he's made. And not only that, not only will he not have a portion in the world to come, but not only that, his hope is lost in a sense of, in an eternal sense. What does that mean? The hope of all at the end of time, which is what? Shigama netzach lo yiror, he'll never see the light. What does that mean? Bal yichi od la netzach beis ketzayamin, that even when the end of days come and tchias amesim takes place, asher yeshene admas afar yakitzu l'chayolam, that those who are no longer alive will be awakened and return to life, As Chazal explained, Hakitzuv ranan l'ushochnei afar ki tal oros talecha, kol ha-mishtamish bor Torah or Torah mechayeyu. Anyone who is osek in Torah, the light of Torah, will be the light by which he's revived, by which his soul is revivified and brought back to this world. V'chol she'enu mishtamish bor Torah, ein or Torah mechayeyu. But without the light of Torah, the person will not even be able to be the recipient of tchiyas ha-mesim. Again, Rachmana Litzlan, what a terrible punishment. V'lo matzu sham rabbeinu zichrono levracha takana la'amei aretz she'yakumu leis ha-tchiya. And the sages, in trying to explain, to try to understand what's going to be with an Am Aretz, how are they going to be resurrected? Chazal struggled to find some type of tikkun for this individual. Ela behachzikam v'soymchim al kopana beitzachayim tomchei d'araisa lahanos talmidei chachamim minichseyim. Perhaps Chazal say that if they support Torah scholars and they allow Torah scholars to benefit from their resources, that could be a hatzala for them. But it's a difficult situation. A person who doesn't have Torah, or at the very least doesn't have connection by supporting Torah, simply cannot experience the resurrection that's going to take place with Tchiyas HaMeisim. Kamosha Amr Lo, Rebbe Matzasi Lem Trufa, I found an antidote, I found a takana, Min HaTorah, V'atem Adveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Again, the Gemara in Ksubas there explains that a person who is what? V'chi Efshar L'dvukei B'Shechina, can you cling to the Shechina? What does it mean to be Davuk B'Hashem? Elakol Hamasi Bito L'tamar Chacham, one who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, va'osa prakmatia l'Talmud Chacham, one who supports or helps on a financial level with business dealings with a Talmud Chacham, va'hamahana Talmud Chacham in a chasav, and one who allows a Talmud Chacham again to benefit from his resources, ma'ala lava kasav ki'ilu medabik b'shechina. That at least gives a person connection to the Shechina, and again, that could be the source of his tchiyas ha-mesim. Uvatana debe Eliyahu in the Seder Eliyahu Rabba Perakei, Hakitzuv ranan l'ushochnei afar, mikan amar David HaMelech alav ha-shalom, yehei chelkiyim eilu sheheim memisin as atzman al divrei Torah. I want to be amongst those who kill themselves over divrei Torah with great effort. Hakitzuv ranan l'ushochnei afar, mikan amru kol anasa shochin la'afar b'chayav, afaro nin'ar l'tchias ha-meisim. Anyone who makes himself a partner, anyone who makes himself a neighbor to the afar in his lifetime, in other words, he foregoes the pleasures of this world in order to be osik b'Torah, so then that person will be zocha to have his dust reawakened with tchiyas ha-meisim. V'chol she'enu nasa shachin lafar b'chayav, ein afaro ninar l'tchiyas ha-meisim. Eilu b'nei adam, shemashkinim atzma el ha'afar l'mo Torah. People who, again, humble themselves, lower themselves, live a life of simplicity in order to be able to study Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi aleihem tal oros shel Torah. Hashem brings upon them the illuminating dew of Torah to revive them. Mevi'en l'chaya olam haba shenemar ki tal oros talecha. And concludes Rochaim v'lajner perach of Dalid. V'lizos karo zechronim levracha hamikra mu'uvos lo yuchal liskon. Going back to the pasuk in Koheles, as we learned in that Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Tesam at Aleph. A crooked thing cannot be made straight. It refers to what? As Chazal told us, a Talmud Chacham ba'poyrish min haTorah. A Talmud Chacham who originally walked the straight path, but then abandoned Torah. Again, the Rama and the Beis Yosef view such a person as one who had the ability to learn and didn't learn, and is held fully accountable. And in a certain sense, the choice he made later in life negates all of those earlier years of Torah study. Shachas v'shalom ein lo takana olamis, God forbid, it's so hard to read these words. But if God forbid, such a person will have no hope and will have no tikkun forever in the future, and therefore again he ends with a tefillah haracham and yisbarach shemo yatzilenu mizeh v'chol kiyotzei bo. So again, let's strive to be Jews of our, who God forbid don't have studied Torah, but failed to study Torah, but rather we should be Jews who cling to the Tzur HaChayim both in this world and in the world to come.